Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, so I see him. Great.
This is Penn Sunday School, and to our listening ears, all angels sing and round us rings the music of the spheres.
Here we go.
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School. I'm Matt Donnelly. We're once again talking with Jandro Lopez. Four-time fooler, or by the time this airs, five-time fooler, depending on CW's airing practices. But here he is, preach the love, talking to Jandro. Here's Penn Jillette.
My dear friend Jandro, now we've been talking.
Yes.
You have been teaching me Spanish now for over 2 years.
Yes.
We've been talking 90 minutes a week. I think we've missed 1 week.
Probably.
Yeah, not many. Not many. We just talk all the time. And my Spanish has improved.
Yes.
Very slow. Very slow learner. I work hard.
Yes.
You know, if Pablo were coming to see me, yes, he would have said he should give up Spanish. But he kept fighting through, didn't he? Kept fighting through.
But slow but good.
Well, thank you, yeah. I think that I've learned it way out of whack. I've learned it more intellectually, mm-hmm, and not enough getting my tongue and mind around it. You know, it's the wonder of total immersion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Immersion total. Yes, I told you.
People that move to a country, they learn the goddamn language.
Yes. Because in one day you can listen different accents, different
people.
How it sounds. Yes. And when I come here to Vegas, my English, except today, is much better. You know, because everyone, you only hear English, yeah, English, English. So you only need to listen more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
because you read very well. Yeah. And even you write well. But listening is much difficult.
Well, that's also true in English.
Yeah.
Listening is the hard thing. You know, it really is. I read a whole book about this, and you said it last night, how good that Donnelly and Mattingly,
yes,
are listening to one another.
Yes. The book I read, I don't remember I like to read things I don't know, but I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read a book about...
By the way, that's not unusual.
No. I mean,
have you heard of books? Oh. You can use
American,
them for anything.
Americans talking about culture? Oh, come on. No, I mean, I didn't know how to do stand-up, so I read a book.
And you're doing that with brain surgery too, right?
Yeah. So a friend of mine that did improv with me, he told me, read this book. And I bought a book about improv. And in that book, it said, you have to listen. And that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And I saw them listening. So it was wonderful. If you don't listen to your partner.
It is astonishing,
yes,
how important that is. The very few times I've been in improvisational situations, which never in a proper improv show, mm-hmm, but I've been in certainly many improvisational situations, every fiber of you tells you not to listen. Every fiber tells you think, get everything planned for the next time.
Right.
And as soon as you relax and listen,
yeah,
everything changes.
Yes.
You know. But most of the improvisation I've done has been with Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
And with Gilbert, you don't have to do anything. And Gilbert would force one to listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, when we did the Aristocrats, that was an amazing experience at watching all these different comics and how they approach things, you know. And maybe the fact that I was not identified as a comedian, mm-hmm. but rather as a magician, allowed them all to be more comfortable.
Probably.
Yeah. I think that if that same movie, if someone had tried to make it who they considered to be competition,
yeah,
it might have been a very different thing, you know. Now, what American comics play Spain in English? There can't be many, right? No. I mean, Seinfeld?
No, Seinfeld hasn't come. Mm-hmm. No. I think John Cleese came.
Uh-huh.
I think he came to Barcelona, I think. And I don't know if Ricky Gervais came many years ago, but not many. They don't come. No. It's all in
Spanish.
Well,
we get asked to play other countries, and I always get very nervous. I always go, I don't want to go out there speaking English, German audience. You know, I told you, I don't know if I ever told this on the show, but I think I did. But they wanted to pay me a lot of money to do a whole series in Germany.
Ah, you told me once.
Yeah. And it was like, we will give you 13 hour-long television shows of Penn and Teller in Germany, and we'll pay you this much money. And it was a very good deal. And we were like, good. It was right after we had done Unpleasant World of Penn and Teller. We'd done 13 shows in England of Penn and Teller. And this German company said, yeah, we want that too. And the whole negotiation was going along. And then they just drop into it, and Penn will, of course, be speaking German the whole time. They just throw that in. Like, no, but that is an important issue. I can't speak German. So, you know, Teller, of course, has been held back. If Teller was working without me, he could play all over the world all the time.
Yeah. The silent acts, no problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you get a good 12-minute variety act that's silent, you can work all over the world the rest of your life.
Yes. Yes.
And do all those.
But for example, when I'm in English mode, mm-hmm. I'm very slow.
Yeah.
I have to think. And that kills me.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it is going to kill you in Valencia.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe you are dead right now.
Well, yeah. You know, I can start talking before I have anything in my head in English, and it is amazing to see Jandro. Have you watched Jandro in Spanish on TV?
Just on his Instagram clips that he posted.
Because it is a whole different rhythm.
Yes.
Because
you're just a machine gun.
Yes.
You're like, he's like Bobby Slayton or somebody.
Yeah, yeah. and he sent us clips when he was doing the wish trick. Mm-hmm. And we got to watch that in action. And his speed. There is speed there.
Yes, it's rhythm, speed, and when it's going down, you improvise.
Sure.
But in English, when I get the words to say it, it has already passed. It's horrible.
What was your what were your stand-up hooks? What were your topics? What did you tackle as a stand-up comedian?
I had a problem in stand-up. I started very high. I wrote a monologue for a competition, and they got me for TV. So I went for TV. I did it. I didn't win, but I did very well. Okay.
And you hadn't worked clubs or anything?
No. I did it once, only those 5 minutes to shoot it and send it. They got me. They aired it. And so, like, I had been in that thing. It called El Club de la Comedia, the comedy club it was called. Yeah. Then there was a theater show in Theatres Live. So I went there. And my first show was great, because people had paid a lot of money to see the comedians on TV. No one knew me, but they were so happy that you say hello and everyone was laughing. So I thought I was the best. I was the funniest man alive. And so I think I've made it.
You have a chance now that Gilbert's dead.
Yeah. I thought I've written one thing and I'm on TV. Now wow. And the second gig was in a club. Mm-hmm. So I went there hoping I was going to kill the audience. Mm-hmm. And I did half an hour. No one laughed. not even one person.
Half an hour.
Half an hour. I came from everyone laughing. Every pause you do it, it was a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was going on. So there was an intermission. And in the halftime, I said I'm not going to do more jokes. I did the 45 minutes of magic. And that saved my life. So I knew something was going wrong because I thought I was the best, and now no one laughed. So from then, I started doing half-hour stand-up and then all magic. So they forget the stand-up and they went saying, oh, this is good. And I did that. And the bits were that I lived with my parents and those kind of thing about sports, about being with my girlfriend, going to live or not, those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the general.
Yeah, no, normal. And I had a good bit. Mm-hmm. The all was normal, but I had a really good piece that it was talking about the Spanish language. Maybe I should do it once for you. The idea was that the language, the alphabet, was not compensated. Mm-hmm. There are many, too many consonants and only five vowels. Mm-hmm. So I said there was a good joke. It was, and only three vowels. And I say, yes. A, E, y luego I, O, U. You know, it's like I or U.
Sí.
So, and I started saying that we had to take out letters and explaining the reason you had to take out letters from the dictionary to compensate. Mm-hmm. And it was strange because it was more intellectual monologue than I'm going to go with my wife or my girlfriend. And it was really nice, really, really nice, talking about the words and letters. And
did you do that on TV?
No, never. But the people that saw that monologue said, well, I did it on theaters. It worked very, very well.
Now, in your show now, people go to see Jandro.
Yes.
Is any of it stand-up or is it all magic now?
It's all magic, but what happens is that they are laughing so much that they think it's a monologue with jokes or
Sure.
But it's all only magic, but there are bits. I do a lot of mentalism, but if you saw it, you will never think it's mentalism.
Right. So it's events at the theater.
Yes. So it's all magic, but the approach, like the cats that I told you about, the cats, they are laughing all the time, or the Battle of Wishes, they are laughing all the time. But it's the Battle of Wishes is pure mentalism, but a mentalist doesn't dance, you know. So it's all magic. It's all magic. It's not I'm going to talk 5 minutes about my kids.
Right.
No.
What are your plans for, where does Jandro go from here?
As you know, I'm trying to write. I'm learning cinema because I think it helps, because I love it, and because I think it can help me in magic and in TV and in other things. So I'm reading all I can of cinema, seeing all the master classes, and writing a film. And
which I'm reading, by the way.
Yes.
In Spanish.
Wow.
Yes. I'm reading his film, which is very good.
The film is finished. It will, of course, it will be rewritten, but I'm very happy, as you know, with the film. It has been a long journey to do that.
What's the log line? What's the elevator pitch?
I'm not going to say it. Sorry, you have to pay for that.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that.
And it's about stand-up comedy.
It is.
It's about that world, but with a different twist. If I can, I will come to New York to study cinema. Directing. Yeah, to the New York Film.
I taught there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I don't go. to the New York Film Academy.
Yes.
Cinema Academy or something like that.
You do. Yeah, the New York Film Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a good program?
It is. It definitely is. That as a lot of foreigners Googling, how do I become an American film director? That is, they own that space. So when I taught improv, I had a lot of English as a second language. People taking it in my classes and stuff. But I taught for a while. I was the full-time instructor there. I was teaching like two classes a day. People taking different programs for a different amount of weeks or whatever. But what's great is that they force you to write a ton, and they get you out with the equipment, and you are making films. So it is a great, super hands-on experience and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's super fast. I will take the directing course, and it's a very intensive course, week. And that's what I'm doing now, writing and learning.
You'll be moving into movies.
I don't know. I never thought I would do magic. I would never thought I would be stand-up or Fulas or Hormiguero or writing movies. I don't know what, but I like it. Mm-hmm. I always do what I like. If not, I don't do it. So now I want to do that, I do that. That's it.
How come, Juan's put out all this material, now Danny is putting out lectures and things like that. In the magic world, have you ever thought of selling lectures, books, writing a book?
Yeah, I started writing a book. I can tell you the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's How I Fooled Penn and Teller 2 times, then it's crossed, and it says 3, then it's crossed. And yeah, that's the idea. But it's a book about creativity. Mm-hmm. It's not a book about it's how the ideas came and what the problems to do them or not to do them. It's a very funny book because it's more like a journey. Mm-hmm. Than the tricks, because the tricks I've done on Fooler's, you cannot do them in the real world. No. You think them for the show. Because
someday, you will explain to everybody how you did the airport trick.
That bit, I've already written it for this book. It's and the whole story is very funny, but the idea behind is very
it's very, very, very good. And I tell everybody how you did that and how you came up with it. It is the greatest bit on Fool Us.
Yes. Yeah.
So I one day I will publish it or not. I'm having fun writing it, but I don't have a line. But I like the journey. I like why I did this or how I did this more than the trick itself. So maybe I will explain some things, some tricks, some no, some, but the ideas behind, yes. So, but I'm not a technician, magician. Right. So I don't know if my material is interesting for magicians, because magicians only want to learn the trick.
Well, I don't know that, you know, Juan's books have gone very far away from just teaching tricks.
Yeah.
You know, his rainbow book.
Yes. But yeah, the rainbow and the, and the Via Magica, the mm-hmm. Magic Way, that's mm-hmm. my favorite. But all that, and Gabby's book, and Ascanio, Arturo Ascanio. But I don't know if I have things to say. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to know. You know, we are talking about, Teller wants to put out how every single thing we've done is done.
Wow.
He wants to put out the entire, all the Penn and Teller secrets.
Wow.
He won't get it done before he's dead, but he's working on it.
If you continue like this, like with the drone and those things, you will never. But what I like of tricks is what it's behind. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like to share. Well, I've shared it with some people, but not to the audience, to the ordinary people.
He just handed you the Juan Tamara's book.
Yeah, The Magic Way and the Magic Rainbow.
The Magic Way, it's a mind changer also, mm-hmm. because it shows you how to think. And that's the first time I read it, it was, if you have to read one book of magic, for me it would be that.
The Magic Way. I own the other one. Jesus, what a waste of time.
The other one is great, but first you have to learn The Magic Way to understand how Juan thinks. Mm-hmm. And if you can learn Ascanio a little bit. And
it is amazing to me how much I love Juan and how much when I read his books I disagree with.
Yeah.
It's really fabulous. He has such a clear idea of how to be Juan. And what I love about his books, he writes as though it was universal and it's just about Juan.
Yes.
You know, I after the article came out in the New York Times about Juan, people were saying to me. So they don't ever use the term tricks in Spain. They only say games.
Yeah, juegos.
The word means games.
Yes.
That's the way it is in Spain. I'd say, no, that's the way Juan is.
Juan has said that. So all the magicians, when they are between magicians, mm-hmm. they say juegos, games.
Yeah.
But if you are in a theater, I say trick.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand game. They think you're going to play something.
But also, that is very particular to Juan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very particular to Juan. Because the ideas that we deal with Penn and Teller, are about tricks.
Yes.
They are not about
yes,
games.
Yes.
And we want people to be thinking about these as a trick. That is the idea of what we do. But it's so great because at the level of fans, you would think, you know, it was like Siegfried and Roy.
Mm-hmm.
We had nothing in common with Siegfried and Roy, and then everything in common with
him.
You know, and it's the same thing. You would look on paper like Juan and I disagree on everything, and yet we don't, because he understands completely what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He understands that. He can make all the arguments that I want to make just as well as I can make them. And I also believe, and maybe this is presumptuous, but I at least understand some of what Juan's doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though they're very, very different points of view.
He always says, for example, it's not truco, it's juego, it's not yes. trick, it's game, because it's like playing with the spectators.
Right.
The trick doesn't care.
Right.
He wants to take the hit off that there's something tricky.
Yeah.
That's why he calls it plays, because he wants a moment of playing and, you know, yeah. People happy and that thing. Yeah.
You know, I'm doing this in London. I'm doing shows over in London, and there's Big Ben right out to my right, or the Tower of Big Ben, or whatever the right name is. And I'm only able to do that because of the digital wonders, right? I'm able to do this on my iPad 6,000 miles from where Penn Sunday School really happens. So much of our world is digitized and automated, but it is it's all really good. And with so much digitized and automated, why stick to old school mailing and shipping? See what I'm talking about? If you mail or ship often, let stamps.com do the hard part for you. Simply print postage and shipping labels right from your home or office. It's ready to go in minutes. No long lines or complicated setup. And don't forget, stamps.com has been a sponsor of Penn Sunday School since 2013. 10 years. They've been doing great stamp service, and they've also been helping out Penn Sunday School, like is all. So thank them and thank you. Postage rates just increased again. Luckily, stamps.com is the best discounts in the industry. They have amazing partnerships with USPS and UPS for unbeatable rates up to 84% off. And it tells you the cheapest rates. It takes care of everything for you. They've been for 25 years. They've been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through stamps.com dashboard. It really does everything for you. So avoid the hassle and get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code PEN for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code PEN. Yeah, stamps.com, they're A-OK.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, when Juan was working Full time.
Yes.
Did he play big theaters?
Yes.
Yes.
Not stadiums, but theaters, 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was his, I haven't seen all the material that I can find on Juan on YouTube is sitting down at a table with a few people.
Juan,
what do you do in the big theater?
Yeah. Juan has done something in Spain that people in Spain have copied, but they haven't realized that they are not Juan. And the only person that can do that is Juan. Juan first goes and does some things standing up, some jokes, and he does maybe the six-card repeat, perfect mm-hmm. version, or the gloves. He starts with, he has two gloves, white gloves. He takes one, the spectator crushes it, and they make it very little, and the other one is normal, these kind of jokes. And he does this where a deck of cards makes a person call another person from the theater to another place. They say a card and the card is there. So mm-hmm. these kind of things. And then he goes and sits down for an hour. That's the big. And he has a small round screen
mm-hmm.
and he projects there the table and he does card magic. That's it.
For people up on stage.
For four people, maybe two people, and for 1,000 people mm-hmm. there. But all the people are looking at a screen, a small screen, mm-hmm. because Juan doesn't have a technology. And he goes to the bar and he says, do you have a table? Okay, thank you. He doesn't even carry his table.
Uh-huh.
And he goes with the violin case.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has there the violin and he does the cochecito, the car.
Mm-hmm.
He does a total coincidence that you've seen it for sure. And those kind of things, oil and water.
What? It's so funny that Juan talks so much of the theory of magic.
Yes.
And yet so much of what makes Juan great is just being Juan.
Yes, of course.
You know, it's the singer, not the song.
Yes.
So it's funny because he can't teach you to be Juan. So you think if you got the tricks and you're thinking like Juan, you're going to be as entertaining. But Juan is just compelling.
No, the example, the perfect example is the car, the mm-hmm. little car.
Yeah.
Every magician in Spain has that car and they've sold. It's Dick Corwilner's car.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can do that. No one has done it in like him. He has done it in, I think it was in World Greatest Magic also on any special of those. A guy with a cards and a little toy car.
Yeah.
And he
kills with it.
Wow.
It's everything. Yeah.
It's amazing. So it's him. It's his personality, but there's a lot behind.
Mm-hmm.
Although in his magic, you don't really see his theory. As you can see the theory in other magicians,
mm-hmm.
because other magicians don't have that showmanship.
Right.
So you see other things, other philosophy or construction.
Yeah, and Juan, that's what I was asking, because I would imagine Juan just shows up with Juan.
Yes.
No matter what the show is.
Yes, yes. But sometimes it's shocking. You read the theory, and then you see him perform, and you think he's not applying his own theory,
yeah.
You know, it's strange. He applies it more in close-up than maybe on stage. Oh, the best version of the torn and restored handkerchief,
uh-huh.
it's Juan. That's a masterpiece you should see.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's really amazing.
I told Juan this, but it was just when I'm on the airplane before I take off, I will download a lot of Jandro and a lot of Juan in Spanish. And then I watch them do magic. And because I know a lot of the tricks, I can pick it up. And I also want to learn those rhythms and how they're doing comedy and all of that. So I'm watching these and I'm struggling, but I'm getting through. And of course, Jandro is much more difficult because he goes so quickly.
Yeah.
And but I'm watching Juan, and I watch like one, and then another clip. And then there comes one I'm watching, and it's really hard. really hard. And I'm going, geez, I was doing better than this. Why is he, this is off. And I'm just getting farther and farther behind and I'm not getting a word. And then he says, merci. And I go, oh, he's speaking French. So I watched 2 minutes of French trying to understand Spanish. Why did you mention to me that Juan Tambor speaks French?
Yeah.
He can perform in the. It's incredible that he can perform in French, in English. Mm-hmm. I've seen his show in English, a one man show of Juan in English, yeah. And it's amazing.
Well, his English is very good.
Yes.
English is
but it's you think it can be a bad show because if it no it's great mm-hmm. It's absolutely great.
But French, English, Spanish—that's all.
That's
he's
all.
Got,
that's
right.
All. That's he's all.
Not, it's not like he also speaks Mandarin Chinese.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but we might find out.
Does he still perform a lot?
He's not performing as much now.
Not now. He's now more writing.
Hmm. Yeah.
I just Teller just bought me for my birthday. He bought me the letters from Juan.
Mm-hmm.
The new books. Yeah.
He's publishing these notes, these letters now.
But they're not letters. They're
no,
just that form.
Yeah, they call it, you know, that it's like Juan sends you a letter with those things.
Yeah,
maybe it's marketing.
But he's written so many books.
Yeah, he's written a lot of things. Yeah, see, the big is that the magic rainbow. Yeah. That's there's like philosophy and poetry and you know the all mixed the theory and lots of things. Yeah.
Do your kids look at anything in entertainment at all? Do they also want to be funny? Do they want to be entertainers? Do they want to
no
do magic?
No, my daughter goes to theater classes, but not for any reason. She likes it, but not for my son is a clown. We are always laughing and doing jokes, but no, not really. No, they don't want to do show business or things like that. I never do magic at home. I don't like when I see a magician that you are with him and he's, oh, one trick, get a card. I don't like. So at home, I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they come to see the show. They like it. They know my jokes. So they know the difference when you have not done this joke sure. Or the other. So that's nice. That's interesting. They will come to see Penn in Spain for sure.
Because I want to be part of deeply disappointing your children.
Thank you. Thank you. But they like when Full Ass comes,
mm-hmm.
They like to see it.
Yeah.
They like to see me there performing. They like to see me performing, but they don't want to perform.
Yeah, I mean, Zoltan worked on juggling for, I think, a full 2 hours.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But your children are very show busy, right, Matt?
You know, I didn't get into performing arts until I was in my teens. But my youngest has all the markings of that. He's a wise ass. He's already getting kicked out of class for jokes and that kind of stuff. And that's where it started for me.
Are they learning music?
They both are learning to play piano and drums.
Mm-hmm.
And they both enjoy being...
So they could be the Carpenters.
Yeah, they both enjoy using school musicals. They both beg me for Penn and Teller magic kits, and those are sitting on shelves.
Shut up!
Yeah, and even when the same thing, the kids like that you're performing. Like, I brought them with me once. I'm going to open for Piff. We were playing a Sagerstrom. It was a big, big theater. They were so excited to see me performing on stage and then went back to the dressing room and on their iPads and hung out. So
they didn't watch you on
stage? They watched like a trick and they're like, good, dad's doing good. And they went backstage and hung out. But yeah, no, they like doing the school musicals and that kind of stuff. So it'll be interesting. My wife, they only know how to raise people in show business.
Right.
For me, I'm the only one in show business, so I don't know.
Yeah, but his Sarah goes back generations in show business.
Yeah, yeah. Like even her great-great-grandfather was a Scottish storytelling comedian. And you know, in Scotland, it's crazy. So we'll see. I don't know. We're secretly hopeful that either they don't want to be in show business at all,
mm-hmm.
or they fall in love with a circus act. Or you could be hired specifically to do circus things and circus variety. I was like, if they fall in love with, you know, a sear wheel or, you know, just catching each other on trapeze, I feel like then we're in good shape.
Very good shape.
Yeah. But you don't want your kids, Alejandro, you don't want to even, do you even teach them a card trick? Do they have like a talent show? Do you help them out if they have like a talent show at school?
No. they never ask. They never, no. I play football with my kid. We prefer to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so strange to, you know, Mox said to me, and Mox would be at Edinburgh doing a magic show. And she said to me, which I thought was great, she said, you know, your dad was a jail guard and a coin dealer, and he was completely supportive of you, but he knew nothing about show business. I think I want you to pretend you're a jail guard and a coin dealer. I want less Penn Jillette and more my dad.
Wow.
She said, I want more just support and less help.
That's a tremendous mature notion to express. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I said, well, I'll do my best to be, because she said, you click into helping. And she said, that's not where I am, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, because Mox pursued magic relentlessly without you.
Yeah.
So the discipline is already there. Yeah, that's fascinating. I'm making note for myself on that one. That's a good one. That is good.
She's more interested, you know, different kinds of stuff. Although at Edinburgh, they will be doing two Penn and Teller tricks.
Yeah.
So that.
Well, the material and the support.
Yeah.
We just don't, no help. There's still no help there. Magicians work with all kinds of published material.
Yeah.
Because I when I play soccer with my son, I go up all the time after practice to be like, I think I want to make this point to him that I saw in practice, but I want to hear it from you, or you tell him about this. And I say, I want to help you, but I also don't know shit about soccer. So I always go up to the coaches after practices and go, what were you telling them about there? I just want to make sure we're doing this at home. You know? But otherwise, I'm no use.
Yeah, well, I am. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I'm not helpful with the children or anything at all.
That's why you got to tell. That's your response to Mox. Like, you're finally bringing up something I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Very excited. Very excited about knowing something.
I'm pumped.
I know something.
Very thin lane of expertise, and you hit it.
But you don't have no intention as you move into films of stopping doing live shows, do you?
No. The thing I love most is live shows. That's because I can do more time, less time. You don't have to, only 5 minutes, only three. Leave me alone. I like an hour and a half and people just come to have fun. That's nothing is better than that.
Nothing's better.
Nothing. But in the meantime, I can write, I can try other things, I can travel, I can do many things.
Well, you know, we do everything else just to sell the live show.
The ticket.
You know, we're trying to sell 250,000 tickets a year.
Wow.
That's about what we have to sell at the Penn & Teller Theater.
But that's, but I mean, beside the huge number you just laid out.
I write it to you.
I guess I'll also ask for 250,000 people to see me. That's what I learned today. But the idea of having a live show on the receiving end of why to try to get out there and do stuff, don't you feel like that also brings a certain amount of mental health about trying to get on TV and things like that? Like, because for example, people just try to get on TV to get on TV, you know, or just try to act in something and that's it.
Well, yeah. I don't know how one lives one's life as a TV actor or a movie actor.
Yeah.
It seems like designed to drive people insane.
Yeah.
To have to go to auditions over and over again, and then you get a part, and then you work for a few months and make good money.
Yeah.
And then it stops.
Yeah.
That seems awful. Really, for the past 40 years, longer, I've always had a show running.
Yeah.
Always. And usually, rarely have I dropped below 5 shows a week.
Yeah.
For that whole time, just banging them out. And it just makes everything so, so different than friends of mine who have to focus on one movie and then be done. Mm-hmm. You know, I revisit stuff I did 20 years ago and try to get it better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so strange to live that way and to live with that much rejection.
Yeah.
You know, of just auditioning and failing. And because even a very successful actor is failing more than they're succeeding in auditioning. I mean, till you cross over into where you don't audition.
Right. But even then, you have to still go out to these weird lunches where you see if you get along and if you see eye to eye on the material and all the other weird things you say that basically say you're not auditioning, but I still have to fucking feel out whether I want to work with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So it gets weirder. And I even like now crossing over, trying to perform magic myself, like I realized that was the initial dream all along. I was trying to be a sitcom actor. I was trying to do acting stuff. But all I wanted to do was what Robin Williams did, which is he was so famous that he'd go to any place and get up on stage and do improv. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted, was just to always be able to perform live. And so I realized that, like, oh, what you guys were doing is actually the actual on-the-face method of show business. That
Robin did hop on stage anytime.
Yeah, I know.
It was amazing. When we were in San Francisco and Robin was around,
yeah,
you could not go to a show in San Francisco that Robin didn't show up.
But that was, as a kid, that was a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin just popped up all the time.
You know, yeah.
I was right around there. We were, you know, we were running our show there and he was already a big star.
Yeah.
But we've been running in San Francisco a lot. So there'd be benefits and stuff. And we would always be there with Robin. And Robin would always have a bit, come back and say, hey, Ben, we're going to do that. Okay. So I was essentially doing improv with Robin. You know, you come out and do your bit, then we're going to come out and sing this song. Okay, Robin.
So what we've learned is, so far you've been compelled to improvise, but with Robin Williams and Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, that's my career. Yeah.
Tough lot in life there, buddy.
Wow. You know, I'd have to pull up their Slack. You know,
I throw a couple ideas their way.
When it wasn't happening, I'd have to fill in. I'm still waiting for that moment to fill in.
Wow.
You know, Robin was just all over the place.
Yeah.
In every way.
Yeah.
He was all over the place in terms of where he was, and also on stage, he was all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a good guy. I mean, Robin was a really good guy. I miss him too, you know.
Yes.
I didn't know him well. I can't claim that, but our paths crossed many times. I knew him for many, many years, but only, you know, we knew each other on site, certainly. And
figures around town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever, you know, sat down for a meal with Robin or talked to him backstage, but never outside of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would do improvisation anywhere he was.
Hondo, who is the Robin Williams of Spain?
Oh, we don't have.
You don't have?
I don't think we have, no.
Because you like doing improv. Who is the best improviser?
I like to do, but in Spain, the culture of improv is not like here. It's nothing to do. We don't have Second City. We don't.
But
have
also, the culture of stand-up is not like here either.
No, no, it's mad. But we had old people that, like Gila. Gila was one of the greatest comedians ever, and he was a stand-up because in Spain, the stand-up was one joke, plain jokes, not even one-liners, jokes, and different joke. And Gila and others, but Gila mainly, he started doing monologues. Uh-huh. They were great. And he did monologues talking about the war and about life, but in a different way. It was probably the best at that time. And maybe he was the reference to others that came after. Yeah, but we don't have improv that you know, like here. Yeah. Now there are a lot of groups, young groups doing improv, like I was doing in theater with Jesus Manzano and Miguel Moraga, but there was Imprevis, two guys, very well. They go great, but they are not known for the public, for all the people, for normal people. No, we don't have.
All right.
But boy, flamenco, you got.
Flamenco we have. Although I know nothing about flamenco. I know it's an animal, but I don't know anything else. Flamenco we have.
Yeah.
I don't if I see two flamencos, good and bad, I don't know which one is good and bad.
Well, you're not a big music guy.
No. That's not my big point.
No.
Nino Bravo.
Nino Bravo and Fito. That's what I.
And you wouldn't know Fito if not for me.
No, of course.
I'm the one who pulled you into Fito.
I've told him. And I said, sorry, Fito, I didn't know you, but Penn, and I told the whole story.
Yeah.
That's true. Wow.
You know, I have to teach you a little bit about Spanish culture.
Yes, thank you. Muchas gracias.
I'll trade you Fito for the paella.
Okay. Wow, paella. Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
New York City. We're gonna have. We're gonna dine on paella.
Of course.
And then we will. You'll meet Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
So be on the
a good day
on the Tonight Show. That'll be a fun time.
Yes.
Jimmy's show. So such a joy to work with.
Wow. Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon's the greatest, yeah.
Wow.
Be willing to trade classical guitar for paella.
What's that?
Willing to trade classical guitar
there you
for
go,
paella.
There you go. Yeah, paella.
Yeah.
It's wow. good. But Hondra does not cook.
But I go saying I know how to cook. And it was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Excellent. There's a story I heard about Jimmy Fallon and Penn and Teller. I think he said that in an interview, that you were the headliners and
he
something
gives
like that.
Us so much credit.
Yes, I've seen that.
Over and over again, and there really wasn't much to it. We were asked, you know, you want an opening act in wherever it was, Tahoe, and we said, yeah, and they said, how about this guy, Jimmy Fallon, and we watched wherever we had to watch and said, yeah, he's good.
But I think he says that no one wanted him and he was bombing.
Yeah.
And you said, okay, with us.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't as prescient as he makes it out to be. Mm-hmm. It's just, I like him, you know. And it was just the timing happened to be he was about to hit. And when he was about to hit, he was opening for Penn and Teller. Mm-hmm. So he thought, you know, that we really helped him. And I suppose we did, you know, but not, we weren't mentoring him. We weren't helping him. We just were doing our show and sure, come on along. He's always been very kind in paying that back, I don't know, 3 million times over. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. Been very, very
you invented cool. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, well, that's to talk to him in his kindness, you would often think that. He thanks us every time.
That's really fantastic.
Yeah.
But
Jimmy's just, after dealing with Letterman, you know, people that were so crazy in that job, it's so weird to have people like, Conan and Fallon and Kimmel, who are all sweet, and Seth are all sweet, kind, smart, wonderful people. And that is just, when I first was doing late night shows, that was not true for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyone. They were all very difficult.
Yeah. And I loved Carson blindly, and it did not come across what was happening behind stage.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
You know.
Not at all.
And I feel like what's interesting now is that like their backstage reputations of these older guys are almost instantly part of their legacy.
Yeah.
Now.
Comedy in general used to be meaner. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's gotten kinder, and there's nothing but good about that. Yeah. Hondra, my friend.
Yes.
Hondra, my Spanish friend.
Mi amigo.
We will be in Spain working in Spanish together.
Yes, doing stadiums of 400 people.
So you think you went on a cooking show without knowing how to cook. you'll be seeing me in a Spanish show without knowing how to speak Spanish.
Yes.
That was Penn Sunday School.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Cha cha cha.
And to our listening,
you become naked.
All nature sang and round us rang the music of the spheres.
We do have that in common. We do have in common rushing into things you don't know how to do.
Yes.
Yes.
That was Penn Sunday School. Are you guys going to do the drone trick in Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The drone trick will be in Spain.
We start with the drone.
Yeah.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Hey, Matt, you have anybody you want to thank?
I sure do.
You know we love you.
I want to thank the people who support us over at patreon.com/pen. That's two N's. I want to thank Eric M. Ryan, Krista Hatchby, Loop McKinney, Danny, insert meta joke here, Ruse, Matthew O'Sullivan, Betsy Batter, Little Mandar, acts weird as shit, but is enjoyed by Jobeth R. Bowers, Adam Stickney, Sax Guy Jimmy D, Nathan Julian, Petty Officer Scoop, Daniel, a couple weeks old, but I wonder if the Pornhub magician is Chris Angel, David K., Matthew, how is your Superman, the others?
By the way, someone came to our show the other night. I brought him up on stage. They had a t-shirt that says, Chris Angel has a question.
Amazing. Amazing. Clear your cookies, baby. Brandon Knapp, Nick Dingman, Colin Durham, Lancey Minshew, Stephen White, Michelle Yeiser, Brogan Hastings, Placida Scott, Damian Martin. Adam Luce is happy to hear Penn's ear is on the mend. Timo Tehoff, Mark Pickenheim, Scott Kelly, Adam Berzins, Matthew Applehands, and Fractured Adventures.
Thank you!
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.